Hey, what's up? I'm Mr. Teacher Paulo, and today's class we will learn how to open a bank account. Nessa aula de hoje eu vou falar como você vai abrir uma conta nos Estados Unidos e isso pode mudar um pouco de acordo com o país. Por exemplo, se você for abrir uma conta na Inglaterra, pode ser que tenha algo diferente. Mas no fim das contas, o vocabulário vai ser o mesmo tanto para o inglês americano ou o inglês britânico. Então vamos lá, antes de começarmos, eu vou falar um pouco sobre o vocabulário relacionado ao bank, ao banco. Se você quiser abrir uma conta corrente em inglês, você vai chamar de checking account. Checking account. Já uma conta poupança, nós chamamos de savings account. Porque quando você save your money, você está poupando seu dinheiro. Savings account é a sua conta poupança. Conta em inglês, account. Nós também temos um outro tipo de conta que é a conta conjunta. Joint account. Joint account. Quando você abre a sua conta, sendo ela checking account ou savings account, você vai precisar de um debit card. Debit card, um cartão de débito. Você também pode apply for a credit card. Você pode solicitar um cartão de crédito. Credit card. E dentro do banco você vai ter os tellers, os bank tellers, que são aquelas pessoas que ficam no caixa do banco. Mas se você quiser fazer operações no caixa eletrônico, nós chamamos ele de ATM. ATM machine. ATM significa Automated Teller Machine, que seria como se fosse uma máquina com um caixa do banco automático. E nesse ATM você pode sacar. Withdraw. Withdraw. Você pode também make a deposit, tanto no ATM como no bank teller. You can also make a transfer. Você também pode fazer uma transferência. E quando você saca, você vai receber o dinheiro vivo. Dinheiro vivo em espécie nós chamamos de cash. Cash. Você também pode pegar os seus checks. Checks, os seus cheques. Como é que é aquele cheque borrachudo, aquele que vai e volta? Cheque sem fundo? Bounced check. Bounced check. Depois de utilizar o ATM, se você quiser fazer outras transações com o caixa do banco, com a pessoa que vai estar lá para te atender, e se você chegar com o cheque e quiser sacar aquele cheque, trocar aquele cheque por dinheiro, você não vai pedir para trocar por dinheiro. Você vai simplesmente dizer que você quer cash the check. Eu preciso sacar esse cheque, ou eu preciso trocar esse cheque por dinheiro. Não traduzou ao pé da letra. I need to cash this check. I need to cash this check. Eu preciso fazer um depósito. I need to make a deposit. I need to make a deposit. Possivelmente o caixa vai pedir para você preencher a folha de depósito. You have to fill out a deposit slip. You have to fill out a deposit slip. Você tem que preencher essa folha de depósito. Saque em inglês. Withdrawal. Withdrawal. Sacar. Withdraw. Withdraw. Eu gostaria de sacar $50. I would like. Ou I'd like. I'd like to withdraw $50. I would like to withdraw $50. Transferência, transfer. I need to make a transfer. I need to make a transfer. E empréstimo, como falamos empréstimo em inglês? Loan. I would like to make a loan. Eu gostaria de fazer um empréstimo. E aí nós temos a taxa de juros. Você vai escutar isso nos bancos. Nós chamamos de interest rate. Interest rate. E além do bank teller, ou simplesmente o teller, você vai ter também no banco o gerente do banco. Bank manager, ou simplesmente manager. Então agora que você já sabe um pouco do vocabulário relacionado ao banco, preste bastante atenção porque nós vamos começar a trabalhar com a nossa técnica MR e a técnica MTP nessa aula de hoje. Lembre-se de ter o seu caderno com seu lápis e caneta e também não se esqueça de colocar o seu celular gravando a sua pronúncia, para que depois você possa comparar a sua pronúncia com a minha. Então vamos agora para essa situação real em um banco.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to open a bank account.
Great. What kind were you thinking?
I wanted to apply for a checking account.
Perfect. Did you want a joint account, or is it just you?
Just me for now. Well, I might want my daughter to open an account in her name soon.
I see. Well, keep in mind that if she's under 18, she will need to be a co-owner on the account.
I understand. She's just 15 years old now, so we have some time.
All right. And did you also want to open a savings account?
I'm not sure. What are the requirements?
Well, in order to open these accounts, you need to deposit a minimum of $50. But there are no monthly service charges. Just a minimum opening deposit of $50, and a minimum of $50 at all times.
Is that in both accounts?
Yes, $50 between the two accounts, not in each one. With the checking, you also have unlimited paper checks if you need them.
Well, I usually do all my banking online, actually. Do you have an app?
Absolutely. Our online banking is top-notch. You can scan and deposit checks through the app, conduct your bill pay, and you can also sign up for e-statements so you don't get any paper mail.
That sounds simple and just my style. Can I apply for a credit card also?
For sure. We need to run a credit history check. And then depending on your score, we would see what card you qualify for.
Well, I haven't lived in the US for very long, so I haven't built up a lot of credit history yet.
Got it. Not a problem. It's also important to note that if you can't verify that you're a U.S. citizen, we need to see your options as an immigrant. It's all laid out in the terms of service.
Right, right. Okay, well, what else do I need to know about the savings account?
Well, your savings can earn you interest, and you also have access to automatic transfer services to your checking account for overdraft protection in case you withdraw too much by accident.
Do you offer direct deposit? I'd like to link my external bank account to receive direct deposit payments from work.
You can definitely connect those accounts. Who needs one more thing on their to-do list? We offer the service to save you time by not having to come into the branch and avoid bounced checks by having your check deposited on the day it's issued.
Whew! That's great! I have just one more question. I have family that lives abroad, and I sometimes need to send money to them. Can I make wire transfers? And what's the fee?
With these accounts, you can wire transfer funds to domestic financial institutions as well as internationally. They usually arrive at the recipient's bank in 2 business days, if sent by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And how much am I charged?
Let's see, let me look. It says here that if there's an outbound domestic wire transfer, there's a charge of $30. For international sent in foreign currency, it's a cost of $35. And for international sent in US dollars, it's a fee of $45.
Do you have a pamphlet or booklet with that information that you can share with me?
Yes, here you go. So, should we sign you up today or did you want to think it over?
No, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, please step into this office to your right, and someone will be right there with you. Make sure you have personal details like your social security number and a valid government-issued photo ID ready, like a driver's license or passport.
Got it. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome. Happy to have you on board.
Muito bem, agora você já entendeu todo o contexto. Chegou a hora de você assistir mais uma vez, só que dessa vez com a legenda em inglês. Preste bastante atenção na pronúncia, porque a pronúncia não tem nada a ver com a escrita a maioria das vezes. Vamos lá?
Hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to open a bank account.
Great. What kind were you thinking?
I wanted to apply for a checking account.
Perfect. Did you want a joint account, or is it just you?
Just me for now. Well, I might want my daughter to open an account in her name soon.
I see. Well, keep in mind that if she's under 18, she will need to be a co-owner on the account.
I understand. She's just 15 years old now, so we have some time.
All right. And did you also want to open a savings account?
I'm not sure. What are the requirements?
Well, in order to open these accounts, you need to deposit a minimum of $50. But there are no monthly service charges, just a minimum opening deposit of $50, and a minimum of $50 at all times.
Is that in both accounts?
Yes, $50 between the two accounts, not in each one. With the checking, you also have unlimited paper checks if you need them.
Well, I usually do all my banking online, actually. Do you have an app?
Absolutely. Our online banking is top-notch. You can scan and deposit checks through the app, conduct your bill pay, and you can also sign up for e-statements so you don't get any paper mail.
That sounds simple and just my style. Can I apply for a credit card also?
For sure. We need to run a credit history check. And then depending on your score, we would see what card you qualify for.
Well, I haven't lived in the US for very long, so I haven't built up a lot of credit history yet.
Got it. Not a problem. It's also important to note that if you can't verify that you're a U.S. citizen, we need to see your options as an immigrant. It's all laid out in the terms of service.
Right. Okay, well, what else do I need to know about the savings account?
Well, your savings can earn you interest, and you also have access to automatic transfer services to your checking account for overdraft protection in case you withdraw too much by accident.
Do you offer direct deposit? I'd like to link my external bank account to receive direct deposit payments from work.
You can definitely connect those accounts. Who needs one more thing on their to-do list? We offer the service to save you time by not having to come into the branch and avoid bounced checks, by having your check deposited on the day it's issued.
Whew! That's great! I have just one more question. I have family that lives abroad, and I sometimes need to send money to them. Can I make wire transfers? And what's the fee?
With these accounts, you can wire transfer funds to domestic financial institutions as well as internationally. They usually arrive at the recipient's bank in 2 business days, if sent by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And how much am I charged?
Let's see, let me look. It says here that if there's an outbound domestic wire transfer, there's a charge of $30. For international sent in foreign currency, it's a cost of $35. And for international sent in US dollars, it's a fee of $45.
Do you have a pamphlet or booklet with that information that you can share with me?
Yes, here you go. So should we sign you up today or did you want to think it over?
No, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, please step into this office to your right, and someone will be right there with you. Make sure you have personal details like your social security number and a valid government-issued photo ID ready, like a driver's license or passport.
Got it. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome. Happy to have you on board.
Perfeito. Agora chegou a hora de você me substituir nessa conversa. Lembre-se de colocar o seu celular para gravar.
Hi there. How are you doing today? What can I do for you? Great. What kind were you thinking? Perfect. Did you want a joint account or is it just you? I see. Well, keep in mind that if she's under 18, she will need to be a co-owner on the account. All right, and did you also want to open a savings account? Well, in order to open these accounts, you need to deposit a minimum of $50. But there are no monthly service charges, just a minimum opening deposit of $50, and a minimum of $50 at all times. Yes, $50 between the two accounts, not in each one. With the checking, you also have unlimited paper checks if you need them. Absolutely. Our online banking is top-notch. You can scan and deposit checks through the app, conduct your bill pay, and you can also sign up for e-statements so you don't get any paper mail. For sure, we need to run a credit history check, and then depending on your score, we would see what card you qualify for. Got it, not a problem. It's also important to note that if you can't verify that you're a U.S. citizen, we need to see your options as an immigrant. It's all laid out in the terms of service. Well, your savings can earn you interest, and you also have access to automatic transfer services to your checking account for overdraft protection in case you withdraw too much by accident. you can definitely connect those accounts. Who needs one more thing on their to-do list? We offer the service to save you time by not having to come into the branch and avoid bounced checks, by having your check deposited on the day it's issued. With these accounts, you can wire transfer funds to domestic financial institutions as well as internationally. They usually arrive at the recipient's bank in 2 business days, if sent by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's see, let me look. It says here that if there's an outbound domestic wire transfer, there's a charge of $30. For international sent in foreign currency, it's a cost of $35. And for international sent in US dollars, it's a fee of $45. Yes, here you go. So, should we sign you up today or did you want to think it over? Okay, please step into this office to your right and someone will be right there with you. Make sure you have personal details like your social security number and a valid government issued photo ID ready, like a driver's license or passport. You're very welcome. Happy to have you on board.
Que maravilha! Agora você já sabe como abrir uma conta em um banco. Seja ela uma conta corrente, conta poupança ou uma conta conjunta. Não se esqueça de aplicar a regra de 3, a técnica MR e a MTP nessa aula. É muito importante que você aplique todas as técnicas, porque agora a gente já está em um outro nível do curso. Se você aplicar toda a metodologia, eu tenho certeza que daqui a pouco você vai ter uma diferença absurda no seu inglês. Ah, professor, começou a ficar complicado. Não começou a ficar complicado, começou a ficar desafiador. E a cada desafio, você vai terminar com a sua vitória. Se você não ganhou nesse primeiro episódio, assista 2, 3, 4, 5, quantas vezes você quiser. Lembre-se, o curso é seu. Você pode assistir quantas vezes você quiser. E eu superindico isso. Quanto maior a repetição, maior o conhecimento, maior a absorção, maior vai ser a quantidade de palavras na sua mente. E lembre-se sempre disso. Acredite em você. Acredite no seu potencial. Olha onde você chegou. Isso com certeza é uma vitória que você tem que comemorar. Mas lembre-se de sempre voltar nas aulas, desde o primeiro módulo. Revise sempre, porque o nosso cérebro trabalha com repetição. Quanto mais você repetir, mais coisas você vai absorver e vai aprender. Então se esforce. A cada passo, você está mais próximo da sua fluência. E eu te agradeço muito pelo seu carinho, pela sua atenção, pelo seu tempo. E eu te vejo na nossa próxima aula. See you next class. Bye bye.